I'm not even stiff today from all that wheel. It's wheelbarrow. Why is it that?
I don't know.
Why isn't it wheelbarrel?
I don't know. It's one of those, it's like library, straw. You want to say strawberry?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here. Words are weird.
I helped my neighbor pour cement yesterday with, he's building a shed. And he needed some guys, some runners, to run wheelbarrows full of concrete from the truck down the side of his house and into his backyard and pour it into the form. And when I first volunteered for it, I was like all excited. And then I got nervous because I'm like, what if I show up at my neighbor's house and there's other manly men there and I can't actually lift a wheelbarrow full of wet cement?
Or worse, you take that thing for a rip, they fill it up to the top. You whip around and immediately spill it all over his lawn.
Ooh, I did not spill one, but Wayne, one of his other friends, he spilled the first load he tried to haul. He spilled it.
Classic Wayne.
That is so Wayne. But the one thing, like the guy operating the cement truck out on the street, I pulled up there and I put my wheelbarrow underneath the chute, and he's like, and I just said to him, "Hey, can you start me out with a 3/4 load here? Cause I got to limber up. I got to loosen up, got to get my concrete legs underneath me." And he looked at me and goes, "How about a half load?"
Ooh, that's humbling.
That stung. Like, he sized me up immediately. He's like, "That guy can't even run a 3/4 load." So I did the half load fine. I ran away from him, like putting on a show, like, "This is nothing." And then I came back and I got a 3/4 load. So.
No big deal. That kind of work is harder than you think, too. That stuff is way heavier.
Oh,
and a wheelbarrow, it's so easy to tip over. And you don't realize it until you're pushing something heavy that you cannot spill.
And you've just dumped 40 liters of concrete into a window well.
Or you missed the target.
Oopsie. At least when Wayne spilled his, he spilled it into the form, but it wasn't where the guy... The guy that was the lead on the project. It wasn't where he pointed to. It was nowhere near where he pointed to.
And was it just in the way after that?
It was. You had to kind of go around it until we got to that point.
Classic Wayne.
Yeah.
Classic.
A lawn chair is a good time chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time.
Welcome to another edition of the Lawn Chair Prophets. My name's Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly sitting directly across from me, making weird, intense eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Don't look away.
I brought this up to you the other day because one thing that I enjoy is when people give me recommendations for whether it's a book to read, a series to watch on Netflix, a podcast to listen to. The part I don't enjoy, though, is when you keep checking in with me to make sure that I've watched that thing you recommended. Back off, everybody.
You just want the recommendation and then you want them to disappear.
Yes, exactly. Don't keep checking in on me.
Okay.
I don't need that.
Well, I feel like we could do that.
We could, and it's funny because I suggested maybe we should start each podcast now where we each give a recommendation for something, and it could be, like I said, it could be a TV series, it could be a book, it could be an album or a song you listened to that was really, really good, could be a really sweet pair of pants, I guess.
Sure.
Nah.
A new cut of jean?
A product of some kind? Is it? Nah, I don't think we need products.
No, just something to enjoy that you might enjoy.
I'm going to start this one off. My wife sent this to me, and then she did that thing where she kept going, "Did you listen to that thing that I say? Did you listen to?" And finally, I'm like, "Whatever." And I went out for a walk on Sunday morning, and I listened to it, and it was fantastic. You know who Minnie Driver is, right?
Sure.
Did you know she has a podcast?
I did not.
I've only listened to one episode, and I'll likely only listen to one episode because the guest she had on was a guy that I admire greatly. It was Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. So Minnie Driver talking to Dave Grohl, and it might be one of the greatest rock star interviews I've ever heard.
Just casual?
Yeah, she's good at this. Because she has an English accent, I felt like I was listening to the BBC. And Dave was very, not subdued as in he was being a bummer. He wasn't his hyperactive self. Like, he gave real answers to these questions. And she only, her, the premise of her podcast is she only asks 7 questions. And I think she asks the same 7 questions to every single person she interviews. But one of those questions is, your last meal. What would you have for your very last meal? And he tells a great story about what he would have for, and he told a great story too, and no spoilers here, about how when he first started touring as Foo Fighters, him and Taylor Hawkins were driving across the U.S. And at one point, Dave Grohl left his wallet on top of a gas pump somewhere. And this story comes full circle, like a decade later, and it will warm your heart. It's fantastic. It's called Mini Questions from Mini Driver. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Mini Questions with Mini Driver. Listen to the episode with Dave Grohl in it. That's my recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is an album.
Okay.
They've become one of my favorite bands. They actually played the Sonic Boom Festival years ago. I think I interviewed them, but I have no proof of it. Manchester Orchestra.
I remember which Sonic Boom that was. That was the indoor one, the gymnasium Sonic Boom, where they moved it inside because the weather was so crappy.
That was the indoor one.
Yeah.
They're a band I discovered at Lollapalooza in Chicago in 2008. It was one of those things where they were playing early in the day. And me and my friends were walking from one stage to another, and they were playing in the stage in between. We just kind of stopped and watched these guys. They're about the same age as I am, and they've gotten really good over the years. They just released an album in the last month or so called The Million Masks of God. And these guys are just really starting to up their game as musicians. It's a great album. I've been listening to it nonstop for the last month, basically. Oh my God. And it's just really strong.
Manchester Orchestra, what's the name of the album?
The Million Masks of God.
That's your recommendation?
Yeah. Cool band from Atlanta, Georgia. I think you'll like it.
Okay. You got a recommendation for us? Send it to us. Guess what I did, Bryce?
What?
I set us up with an email address. I did this myself just moments ago. lawnchairpodcast@gmail.com. But no follow-ups to make sure we've read or watched that thing you're recommending. I don't need that kind of pressure.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Two guys just watching the world go by.
So the other day on the radio show that Bryce and I do on Sonic 1029, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Find us online at sonic1029.com. The other day, a guy named Josh texted, and this was early in the morning, and he's like, I don't know if this is something to brag about or not, but he said, my alarm goes off every day at 5:35 a.m., and I'm driving away from my house at 5:38 a.m., like 3 minutes.
That seems suspiciously fast to get out of bed and ready for to tackle a day.
I feel like Josh might be missing some important hygiene steps.
Yeah, can you really deodorize, brush your teeth, and, I don't know, comb your hair in 3 minutes?
No, I did text him back, and I'm like, please tell me you brush your teeth. Josh's response was, yes, I do, but I brushed them the night before. That doesn't count. That 8 hours ago, you should be brushing your teeth probably every 8 hours.
I think morning breath is still a thing, whether you brush the night before or not.
Yeah.
So you still got to wash that away. I can excuse it in these uncertain times because everyone's wearing a mask, and so, I don't know, maybe you can get away with a stinky mouth, but the armpits... You know, there's no mask for your armpits.
Yeah. Didn't you say the other day there's no gum for your armpits?
Yeah, you can mask morning breath with gum as well.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. There's no gum for your armpits. There's no mask for your armpits.
There should be armpit gum.
So get the pit stick on.
Yeah. So we just started talking about how quickly you get ready and out of the house every day. And Josh kind of, I think what it was is that I've bragged before on the show about how I'm 18 minutes from start to finish, and I shower, and some days I even shave. So 18 minutes from start to finish. I have no hair, though. Remember, I'm bald, so I don't have to blow dry hair. I don't have to style hair. I'm so lucky that I went bald prematurely.
That's still impressive. 18 minutes is pretty fast to include a shower. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Because, you know, I require at least 18 minutes to shower. 17 minutes of that is crying.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute cleaning.
17 minutes of crying.
You got to let it out.
Yeah. Somebody says, I'm a bald guy working at home and I have an hour-long morning routine on a good day. And that's the problem with being a bald guy right there, is that you start washing your face, you don't know where to stop, and before you know it, an hour has gone by.
I think my routine is about, it's about 20 minutes. I got it pretty dialed in. I got to let a dog out to pee. I got to get him a treat.
Yeah.
I got to do all the dog stuff. I thought 20 minutes was good, but it's no 3 minutes.
I think I win for quickest morning. I started my own company, and when we're incredibly busy, I will sleep at the warehouse and I can get to work within 30 seconds of waking up. It sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't want to sleep where I work. Someone did that here last week. There was a guy who...
Oh, yeah, because there was a storm.
Yeah, there was some storm and he just couldn't sleep in his condo, so he came and he slept in his studio here. And what are you doing? There's no separation between... You need a buffer between sleep and work, because what if you have pillowcase face?
Well, somebody pointed out that if you show up at work with pillowcase face, you win. Because that means you stayed in bed the longest and still got to work on time.
Pillowcase face.
Yeah.
It's a real affliction.
I can get ready and get two teenage girls out the door in 12 minutes with full quality control. I do the shower the night before, but I multitask while brushing my teeth in the morning. I have perfected this routine to get an extra 45 minutes sleep in the morning. That's from April.
I assume the teenage girls aren't getting ready in 12 minutes.
No, she says they do. They all get out of the house. Yeah, 12 minutes with full quality control. How do you check quality control with teenage girls?
I don't know.
That seems like a really, really inappropriate question for me to ask. But
it'd be weird if I had an answer.
As the father of two teenage girls myself, there's no way in the world I could check quality control.
No, and I just like... I'm not a teenage girl, but I've known some in my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like 12 minutes is, they spend 12 minutes just getting off on their phone.
Yeah. 8 to 10 minutes for me, and I'm a chick. I shower the night before because I think it's gross to get into bed without being freshly clean. I lay out my clothes. I prepare my lunch. In the morning, I dress in 1 minute, brush my teeth 1 minute, throw hair in a bun 1 minute and 30 seconds, put on a little sunscreen makeup 2 minutes, grab lunch from fridge, shoes on, outdoor 2 minutes, total of 8 minutes. Huh. How come it is putting the hair in the bun takes longer than everything else?
I was going to say, why does putting on shoes take longer than brushing teeth?
Yeah, maybe you need to get some slip-ons. this person also says, I don't get those snooze alarm people either. That has been a beef with me for decades. The people who repeatedly hit the snooze button on the alarm clock.
You're just playing with fire.
Oh my God. What? How disappointing is it when your alarm goes off the first time? Why would you want to repeat that disappointment 3 or 4 times every single day? Just set your alarm later or just get up when it goes off.
You know what my hell is going to be?
What?
Is, like, if you ever, the person you're sharing a bed with has an alarm and they're a snooze person.
Oh, well.
And maybe it's your day off or you get to sleep in and they just keep hammering that thing. And so you hear their alarm forever.
Oh, yeah.
That will be my hell.
How? I don't understand this. You've never been married. Explain this.
It's mostly just a thought I have in my head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have questions. The Lawn Chair Prophets have answers.
Hey, Bryce.
Hmm?
You're not married, as we just pointed out.
No. Thank you for constantly reminding me.
You live alone.
Again, thank you for reminding me.
You spend all of your time alone.
Cripplingly alone.
Do you sometimes worry? Like, it wouldn't happen for me because I live with other people, but do you sometimes worry that maybe over the pandemic... that you've become a loud chewer?
Oh, I'm spending so much time alone and there's no one to keep me in check.
Yeah.
No, I don't, because I have a dog and he is a pig. Yeah. And he eats like a pig. And I hear his loud chewing and I'm constantly reminded of, like, man, Morello's disgusting. I should not be like that.
Yeah, I don't want to ever be like Morello.
Yeah, because he eats like an ass.
Well, it's good. It's good that you have him to keep you in check since you're alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. I was just listening to you guys talk about like being at home during the pandemic and like chewing loudly.
Yeah. Yeah. If you live alone during the pandemic, there's probably a good chance that you became a loud chewer.
Yeah, like you're so unaware of it. Like no one's looking at you. No one's pointing it out. But I just wanted to, maybe you guys want to talk about it, but I was actually talking to my girlfriend the other day about when we no longer have to wear masks, what people are going to do with their mouths, like the little habits they picked up since their mouth is covered.
Yeah.
Chewing their lips, like all these weird things. It's going to be hilarious.
You know, it's weird. Sometimes I'll be walking through a store with my mask on and I'm moving my lips funny for some reason. What am I doing?
Yeah, it's super weird. I manage a bar downtown, and the little habits I've picked up because my face is covered.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's like what I was talking about with my girlfriend the other day. So.
Yeah, you're going to find yourself like when a customer says something really inappropriate to you, you're going to sneer at them and forget that you don't have a mask on.
Yeah, you're going to forget that they can see your mouth now and not just your eyes. So you don't have to like just smize with your eyes.
I'm glad we're bringing this up now because we're slowly starting to come out of this thing. Life could be back to normal here in Alberta in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel like people need a reminder that open mouth chewing is not going to be acceptable.
Or making faces.
Yeah, or making weird faces at people.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go back to a more normal way of eating and hiding your disgust.
I feel like we're all going to come out of this like feral children that you see in those historic film pieces where they were abandoned. Maybe they were in a plane crash in the jungle.
Yeah, it's like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, and they come out and they're like eating with their hands, their hair's all shaggy. I feel like everybody's going to come out of it with just terrible, terrible eating habits. Especially when people start showing up on patios when you don't really care about what hits the floor. Like, it's not like you're eating. You're eating a lasagna with two hands, no utensils.
Yeah, you're bringing the bowl up to your mouth to get that last bit of soup out.
Oh.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
Well, I should have talked about this off the top when we were talking about recommendations, Bryce. I recommend getting a uniform. That's what I did on January 1st of this year.
That's right. It's funny. I have completely forgotten. I don't even notice anymore.
That I wear the same thing every day?
Yeah.
Brooklyn, somebody that we work with, she heard us talking about it the other day. I walked out of this room and she said the same thing. I didn't even notice you wear the same thing every day. Or maybe people are just being polite.
Or you're just forgettable.
I am at that age, though, where you become invisible. One day, Bryce, you'll get there, too. You'll be invisible.
Well, no, it's because your uniform that you've picked, it's not flashy. It's blue jeans and a black shirt.
Yeah, that's what I wear every day. I wear black Chuck Taylors, dark blue Levi's 512s, and just a black, is it a sweater? Is it a t-shirt? Well, it's long sleeve. I got to rethink it for the summer, but it has made my life so much better. It simplified my life. I don't even think about it anymore. And when I walk into a room, people don't expect me to be wearing something new and exciting. They get good old-fashioned comfortable Garner.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You got the weight of the world on your shoulders. You need one less stress in your life. And for you, it was the daily grind of picking out what clothes to wear.
Yeah.
And now that's in the rearview mirror.
So that'll be my recommendation. That'll be my second recommendation. Get a uniform, but don't call it a uniform. Call it an outfit.
A costume.
A costume, yeah. Somebody said, hey, I adopted the uniform look. I wear a black suit, black shirt, and black high heels to work every day. I started when I switched careers from RN to lawyer. Best decision ever. I have 7 identical suits. Huh.
Wow.
Wow, that just makes me feel bad about what I've done with my life. I know. RN to lawyer.
I lost track of what her wardrobe is. Just thinking about going, from a nurse to a lawyer, like two difficult careers.
Isn't that like at least 10 years of university?
It's a lot of schooling.
Yeah.
It's a lot of smarts that I don't have.
Somebody said, I had a roommate in university that adopted the uniform of a white t-shirt with black khaki style pants. He also took it a step further by having me line him up with a buzz cut in the kitchen every Sunday night. Both kind of weird choices for a 20-year-old, but he said but he said he felt like the weight of choice had been taken off his shoulders.
Oh yeah, because the burdens of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're beaten down by life. I don't think I'm a good enough friend to carve out time once a week to shave someone's head.
No,
I got
it's
better
too
things
intimate.
To do.
Like, there's certain things that you don't want to have to do for your roommate. Like, you, one minute you're shaving his head, next minute he's asking you to take care of a pimple on his back.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's a buzz cut. It's not hard. Do it yourself. I have better things to do.
Yeah. Maybe when I used to have hair, I used to get the clippers out and give myself buzz cuts. It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fully support simplifying your life by wearing a uniform. Well done. But why do you need 6 or 7 pairs of identical jeans for a 5-day work week? I keep a reserve pile of 2 pairs in my closet at all times, just in case I blow a knee or I blow a crotch, because sometimes that happens.
It does.
Also, I had a scare quite recently when it comes to my jeans of choice, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, are the Levi 512s. But I get the 36-inch leg when I only need the 34, and I roll them up once. It looks sharp. It looks really, really sharp. But we all saw that story floating around the internet that was like, skinny jeans, they're so last year, or whatever. And I had to Google, are Levi's 512 skinny jeans?
Yeah, if you're going to wear a uniform, you got to make sure it's in season. It's in vogue.
But the 512s are considered a slim taper. They are not the skinnies.
Oh, thank heavens.
I know.
Oh, I'm relieved.
Let's grab a phone call here. Hi.
Einstein used to do the same thing. He had, I heard as many as 25 suits identical.
Oh, yeah, the uniform thing. That's actually what inspired it. It was him and Steve Jobs. Because I always used to see Steve Jobs wearing the same thing, and I'm like, that looks easy.
There was a sale on... Do you remember Zildjian symbols?
Yeah.
There's a sale on shirts. I bought 100 shirts.
100 Zildjian symbol shirts?
They were a dollar each. So I think for 10 years, all I ever wore was a Zildjian symbol. And about the third year, someone said, hey, man, you should change.
Yeah. Well, I decided to go with the uniform this year because there's nobody in this building. It's a great way to kind of ease my way into it. And then when everybody comes back to work, hopefully I'll feel comfortable about it enough and nobody else will. The people coming back to work, it'll be weird enough for them already to be back in this building that they won't notice the guy who wears the exact same thing every day.
Garner Kovidovich.
Yeah. Do you have any of those Zildjian symbol shirts left?
No, this was like 1978.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wish.
So, Bryce, if you walked into a store and there were 100 T-shirts in your size, but they were all identical, would you buy them?
I think so. I think you've sold me pretty well on the idea of a work costume.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't pass up those kinds of savings either.
I think you should do it.
I think it's pretty solid. I don't have the uniform, but I do. I map out my dog's walk every day. Mm. And so I think 6 days a week. Saturday's the only day where I get really zany.
Ooh, you freestyle it.
But every other day of the week, I have a specific dog walk. So, you know, on Mondays, I know he gets the Monday walk. On Fridays, I know exactly what we're doing. I don't have to sit around and think, oh, God, what am I doing with the dog today? I just know. I know what I'm doing today. I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Well, it's like, I bet you people meal plan that way too, where they have meatloaf Monday, Taco Tuesday, something on Wednesday that I can't think of.
People were suggesting Whopper Wednesday.
Yeah, but if you had meatloaf on Monday, tacos on Tuesdays, Whoppers on Wednesdays.
That's a lot of red meat.
4 weeks from now, you're going to be dead.
That's hard on the old ticker.
There needs to be a day of the week that starts with V, so you could have Vegetable Wednesday. Oh. Vegetable Wednesday.
I hate that.
Do you?
No. Yeah. I got the vegetable.
Do you hate vegetables or my fake accent?
Both. Mostly vegetables. Mm-hmm. Although that accent did no favors.
Oh my God, this one. This one's disgusting. My brother had a friend who got sick and tired of making his lunch to take to work every day. He's a scientist He works at a university. He decided to put all of his sandwich fixings into a blender and make a spread. He would then put it in the fridge and then each night simply spread it on two pieces of bread and save himself the time and effort, Jacqueline. I appreciate him trying to simplify his life, but there's nothing more disgusting than thinking about like a slice of ham that's hit the blender with some mayo.
And I'd argue you're not even saving that much time because you throw your ham and your cheese and your lettuce in a blender, but then you have to clean the blender.
Yeah.
Unless you're shoving that thing right in the dishwasher completely dirty. Don't be that person. Also, I thought that was when it first started and it was like a scientist trying to simplify their, I was expecting them to say they discovered how to put their meals in pill form.
That's where I thought it was going too.
So I'm a little bit disappointed.
This person's bragging. I have been able to program my digestive system so I go to the bathroom at exactly 6 a.m. every morning. Unfortunately, they don't get out of bed till 9. Woo. That was an old joke.
Someone said in our house, we do Wake Up Wednesday, in which they do breakfast for dinner.
Oh.
I haven't done that as an adult.
Oh my God, you got to do it. We do it several times a year, but always just on a crappy day, like a really rainy, thunderstormy day in summer. You just announce to the household, we're having breakfast for dinner, and cheers go up from every room. Or do it in the dead of winter when it's bone-chillingly cold. Maybe it's blizzarding. There's just something comforting about having breakfast at that time of day.
Even the egg industry is starting to get behind that.
Are
they? They're weird, like, well, those weird commercials were like, eggs for dinner?
Oh, yeah.
You're weird for thinking it's weird.
Your pants are weird. God, I love that commercial. So many people bragging about how they've simplified their life. this one. I got rid of all our socks, and I just buy one kind now, the black long ones from Walmart that come in a pack of 10, and now I don't have to match and sort socks. But how do those knee-high black socks from Walmart look with your shorts?
Yeah, when it's beach day.
Yeah.
Those knee-high socks. Nah, you got to vary up the socks a little bit. Get some ankle ones.
I have a friend who ate a peanut butter sandwich for lunch every day because it's simpler. I would agree with that. That's what I eat for lunch every day, a peanut butter sandwich. And I get excited when I'm driving out of the parking lot here, heading home. All I'm thinking about is 15 minutes from now, I'll be sitting at my kitchen table eating a peanut butter sandwich, maybe watching some cartoons.
Someone says I pack a bagged salad and an apple for lunch for work every day. It's easy and keeps me from eating too many unhealthy meals for lunch. I get the intent, but
sounds boring.
I would get so bored of a bagged salad.
And an apple? I love both of those things, but not as my lunch.
I still think, I can't look at a bagged salad without thinking of the guy we work with here in this building.
I was just going to talk about that.
I once saw eating, because he's a healthy guy, he's very fit. And one day I saw him eating a bagged salad like a bag of chips.
Yeah, he had it, he cut the end up and he was just reaching into it with his fingers and putting kale in his mouth or something. It was disgusting.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
He also used to eat yogurt without a spoon when he ate yogurt. Yogurt's too unhealthy for him now. But he would take a little cup of yogurt and just squeeze the plastic container into his mouth. That's how he would eat yogurt.
There's too much finishing work that would involve tongue.
Yeah.
And cleaning out the thing that it just makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to be around you when you're doing that.
The Lawn Chair Profits, solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
I got a phone call the other day on the radio show from a woman who she asked me to parade her out on the radio so that we could get everybody's feelings on the question she wanted to ask.
She was looking for a ruling.
She was looking for a ruling. We do something on the radio show called Douche Maneuver or Power Move, where we decide whether it was in fact a power move or perhaps maybe you're a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
So she had called in about it. And when she told me the story as it's airing on the radio, I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is not going to go well for you. But I was kind of surprised.
Just a quick question. You may not do this still, but it's more of a, am I the bad person scenario question.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So I went to my local beverage place to get my morning coffee, and I had a coupon for a free coffee, and I wanted to upsize it, and they said, okay, it's going to be 20 cents. I said, that's fine. I'm getting a free coffee, right? Like, what's 20 cents? Well, I handed them a quarter when I got to the till. And they said, here's your coffee. And normally, I would let the nickel go. But for some reason today, I wanted my nickel back. So I said, okay, where's my nickel? And they said, well, it's actually 22 cents. And I did the math in my head. Like, that's still 3 cents back, which is more than half to me. So I should get my nickel back, right? So I said, can I have my nickel again? And they said, well, what are we supposed to do about that 3 cents? And I said, well, your blah, 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 large company, you figure it out. And they said, oh, and then they gave me my nickel back.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, am I the bad person here? Because I don't want to make the employees out. But at the same time, when it's a large corporation like that, I think they can handle a nickel.
My initial reaction to that was she is right. Because I think the way it works now that we don't have the penny is they're supposed to round up or down when you're paying with cash. I think when it's debit that you get the exact amount. But with cash and with hers being 22 cents, they should have rounded down to 20 and she should have gotten a nickel back. But at the same time, do you really want a nickel?
No, but I think to myself, I don't want the mega corporation deciding that they get my nickel.
That is fair. And it was her nickel. She's entitled to it. And they should have offered her, and maybe she would wave it off and be like, no, thank you. I'm good.
Well, and that's the company needs to school the employees on, like, if a customer is ready to do battle with you over the nickel, just give them the nickel. You'll be okay. The company will survive to see another day.
Yeah.
Give them the nickel, and then you spare everybody any hard feelings. So I think that was my biggest beef, was the fact that they kind of dug in their heels a little bit.
Yeah, just play dumb. Just be like, oh, what? I didn't get you. Oh, geez, let me get you that nickel.
Yeah.
If they ask for it. And very few will. I bet you 1 in 300 would ask for the nickel back.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you put 300 customers through in a day. You're only out a nickel at the end of the day.
You'll be all right.
Somebody's texting saying, I wouldn't want the nickel only because there's nothing more disappointing than when you're trying to scrounge up enough change out of your cup holder for a dollar and you grab what seems to be a quarter, which will get you to that dollar. And oh no, it's just a nickel.
It's Matthew, a garbage coin.
It is a garbage. Why is it that the nickel is twice the size of a dime and a dime is worth twice as much? What is the nickel compensating for?
Yeah. It's got a beaver on it, which I think is just a little too Canadian for me.
Yeah.
The a little nickel, too. I'd be fine if the nickel went the way of the penny.
We just got rid of it altogether.
Throw it into the sun.
Yeah. I would have no problem with that either. The nickel. It's like I said, it's worth half as much as a dime. But it wants everybody to think, I'm a big shot. The nickel, if the nickel could drive a car, it would drive a Corvette.
You are right, though. I was surprised. I fully expected the hate train to come chugging for her when she was just kind of digging her heels in pretty hard over a nickel and demanding her nickel back. And
I would say 85% of people were with her.
Yeah. Her nickel. She should get that nickel.
That's right. And she said nickel back probably 3 times in that phone call. Didn't it just make you want to hear how you remind me?
Never made it as a wise man.
I couldn't make it as a poor man stealing. Is that the line?
That's a good song.
It is.
Don't pretend like it's not.
That's one of those songs that everybody pretends to hate, but you all secretly love it.
I have a beef with drive-thrus. It doesn't involve, because I don't pay cash. I haven't paid cash for anything in probably since the pandemic started.
Ooh, Bryce is from the future.
I just tap everything.
Yeah.
But have you noticed that there's a growing trend in drive-thrus where they don't tell you, you get up to the window and they don't tell you your amount. No. They just hand you the debit machine and it doesn't even say the total on it. It just has the tap screen.
Yeah, it could be $2,700 they're charging for you that egg sandwich.
Yeah, if they accidentally punch in the decimal point wrong, my $13 order is now a $1,300 order. They don't even say anything.
Yeah. People would be furious though in the line behind you if you asked to see how much you were paying. Because then they'd probably have to turn a computer monitor, point it out the window. I get what you're saying, though.
Ugh.
So, because I did some work behind the scenes here, you can now communicate with us here at the Lawn Chair Profits. I mean, we've been doing this for, what, 2 years?
Is that it? God.
Maybe a year and a half? I don't know. But I set up a Gmail. I did it with my own computer tech savvy skills. You can reach us at lawnchairpodcast@gmail.com. I was going to go with lawnchairprofits@gmail.com, but then I thought nobody knows how to spell profits.
No, they'll never get that right.
So I went with podcast. Thanks for being out there.
Thanks for listening to the Lawn Chair Profits Podcast with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Hear more weekday mornings on Sonic 1029 Edmonton. On your radio, on the Radio Player Canada app, and on your smart speaker. Play Sonic 1029.